good morning. Broadcasting live today from Mantello Hyundai at Roxburgh Park, where the balloons are up, the banners are out, and the fleet of cars look quite magnificent in the showroom here. I'm behind the Tucson and the Kona. If you're in the area, if you're in Roxburgh Park or the vicinity, come in and say hello. Meet the staff, have a look around. We could do some live talkback as the morning goes along if you are so inclined. So set up perfectly at Mantello Hyundai, and I'd love to have your company throughout the morning. It is the last Waitley program of the year before we switch into Ashes mode with our SEN test coverage. The Boxing Day test and the Australian Open are going to play such a role over the coming months in the reawakening of this town. Craig Tiley is going to join me this hour. He's navigated some pretty tricky pitfalls in recent weeks, and he's going to deliver an event that marries up with the values of Melbourne. It might come at a cost. It might cost the tournament the world's best player, but that's a price worth paying. I wonder if there were days where Craig Tiley thought this Australian Open would need to be elsewhere. It couldn't be in Melbourne or it couldn't be in Australia. There must have been a day or two, I reckon, along the way. Given it's the last show of the year at 10, we'll count down the 10 defining sporting moments of 2021. Now, this in the past, I've always been a little bit bemused. It's attracted some controversy. It's my list. It's a discussion starter. But the premise is this. When you think of 2021, what are the sporting moments that you'll always remember? It will always be able to place you in this year. So ping through your thoughts, 0433 98 11 16, and we'll count down the top 10 defining moments in the 10 o'clock hour. But I do want to start with last night's national draft. What were your impressions? What were your first impressions? 1-300-736-736. Because as first impressions go, this crop made a pretty great start. Sharing the highs, sharing the emotion, sharing the gratitude toward their family of achieving the dream of entering the AFL. I suspect that all Essendon fans are immediately in love with Ben Hobbs. And how did North Melbourne fans feel as the great Malcolm Blight handed the jumper over to the club's first number one draft pick? I got this tweet, which I really liked, from Boxy. Gave me a great smile. Sheesh. Getting Nick Dacos was like asking my wife to marry me. I knew she'd say yes, but bloody hell, I was nervous until I heard it for real. So first impressions? Share them with me, 1-300-736-736, because those boys last night made a pretty great start.
Definitely a lot of excitement. I can't wait to get into things with the North Melbourne Footy Club, and yeah, just really, really excited. It's a really special moment that I've got to share with some great people.
Oh yeah, I'm unbelievably excited. It's just a dream. I've been forever, and it's just so excited to finally get my name called out and be at the Dogs.
Yeah, over the moon to be at the Giants. It's been a dream. Yeah, since I was little, so yeah, to have it happen now, I'm really excited and can't wait to get into it.
Yeah, I'm super excited to don the 35. It's obviously got a lot of meaning at the club.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. My parents sacrificed a lot for me to get here, so I guess it's a big achievement not only me but for my family as well.
Yeah, really excited to go in day one, earn the respect of my teammates, and just get stuck into things.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I can't believe it, and so happy to get to the Hawks and can't wait to get started.
I don't have words at the moment, but I'm just so excited. Thanks to Freo for the opportunity. Like I said, any opportunity at this level to train and play, it's always been a dream.
Those smiles, that sense of gratitude and just the raw excitement. I wonder how rapidly did you fall for the draftee at your club? They were a great set and they made a tremendous first impression.